Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for joining us. My website is www.jbsba.com, or if you can't remember that one, how about my name, jimblasingame.com. That works. Don't put any extra letters in there, just like it sounds, Jim Blasingame. And also, that's one S, by the way. And then if you like to type, here's the long one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. There's a lesson in that, folks, three different URLs all going to the same place. There's a lesson in that. Have you done that? Do you have your own personal .com? You might want to check it out. It's a good idea. I bet Ray Keating does. He's our good friend. Ray is the chief economist with the Small Business Survival Committee. He's a columnist for Newsday. He's the author of a number of books and more on the way. He's one of the top small business experts in the world, on the planet, maybe in the universe. But more importantly, he's our good friend. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
Wow. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, that
I love that introduction.
That's just how your mother wrote it, and I try to follow, do what your mother says.
I have to send that check out today. Thanks for reminding
me. It's good to have you back, Ray.
Good to be here.
Ray, I know one of the things we're going to do is talk about, I know you want to talk about taxes and the silly season that we're in right now with the presidential election. And I do want to, we will weave that in there, but what I wanted to do is I wanted you to help us with something. I've started this year trying to have an honest debate going on jobs, on what's really going on with jobs in America. But in order to talk about what's going on with jobs in America, we have to talk about what's going on with jobs around the world. I'm convinced, and I think you agree with me, that it's not anybody's fault that there are people out of work. At least not any politicians that we currently know, any Republicans or Democrats that we know of, that there are people, if there are people out of work, then it's not their fault. There are many other reasons, and some of them are actually good things. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think you're right. I think there are all sorts of reasons that come into the equation, all sorts of factors. Although I'm not as quick to completely exonerate the politicians.
Well, all I'm getting at is I don't think one can point to the other and say, you're the reason why, your policies are directly the reason why there are 3 million people out of work today.
No. But you do have to remember in the mix are issues like high taxes, are issues like regulations, and all those things certainly contribute to the overall job picture. But, when you get down to, person A, person B, person C, no, I don't think you can start playing the politics game. But, we can't turn our backs on the fact that, taxes and regulations and other government costs come into that jobs picture without a doubt. Now, in terms of, I've been listening and following this debate, obviously, for months now. I mean, in terms of what's going on with jobs, I think we're finally emerged here and we're starting to see, we've seen some good job growth, and I think we're going to continue to see it in the coming months. I think the big thing that people are excluding from the picture is, this was a very long period where we had, we went into an economic slowdown in the middle of 2000. We hit a recession. We had a major terrorist attack. We had two wars. We emerged quite slowly from all that, and it's not surprising, quite frankly, that business owners might sit back and, keep their cards a little close to the vest and hold off on some real big hiring sprees because of all those factors. They waited. And finally we saw, tax cuts come into the equation, 2001. 2003 was, I think, the bigger issue. The personal income tax cuts were accelerated. Mm-hmm. You had a capital gains tax cut, dividends tax cut. So I think all those things kicked in at the right time. But, I think that stretch of time shouldn't surprise anybody when you consider everything that went in, you know, everything that was going on during that period, that we weren't necessarily creating a bunch of jobs.
And, you know, the other thing, Ray, I think that something we've got to keep reminding ourselves, and, you know, everybody wants to, not everybody, but a lot of people want to blame America for a lot of things, you know, but we have to remember that we were attacked on September 11th, 2001, and there are still hundreds of thousands of people out of work right now simply because of that one event. The things that happened that morning put hundreds of thousands of people out of work, and they're still out of work. And for example, look at the airline industry. Look at the travel industry. Look at that whole sector. And, you know, that's not the Republicans' fault, and that's not the Democrats' fault. Stand by, Ray. We're going to take a quick break. It's 22. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about some politics when we come back. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Jack Uldrich is going to join us. He's a new friend. He's called a book, Into the Unknown, Leadership Lessons from Lewis and Clark's Daring Westward Expedition. We're going to learn how some of the things that they demonstrated in their trip to be successful, to pull that off, which was an incredible feat. And what can we learn from that trip? That's coming up in the next hour. In the second half of the next hour, we're going to be talking about how to define entrepreneurial success for you and how to accomplish it with a book. Robert Price has written a book on that, and we're going to get him to share some of his ideas with us. Both of those guys are new friends, and we're going to talk to them in the next hour. Ray Keating is with us. He's our good friend and chief economist with the Small Business Survival Committee. Ray, we're talking about jobs, and now let's segue gradually the jobs debate, this honest debate on jobs that I'm trying to conduct this year, and let's blend the taxes into it by saying that one of the reasons why American companies are not hiring more Americans, and I say American companies, I should say American headquartered companies, because most of these companies are global companies. They just happen to have been founded in the United States. Many of those companies are not hiring Americans, largely because they've got lots of profits in other parts that were generated in other parts of the world. And if they bring those dollars back here, repatriate those dollars to use for payroll, they get double taxed, don't they?
Oh, yeah. That's the situation right now. You got a double hit with U.S. corporations. Number one, they pay our corporate income tax rates here at home are some of the highest in the industrialized world.
So what, 35% now?
Right. And then you get a situation where if you earn money abroad, you obviously get taxed in the country where you're doing that business.
Right.
And then if you bring it back here, you bring the money back, you get taxed again. Mm-hmm. And most other countries, again, industrialized countries like in Europe, you get a rebate for those foreign taxes that you pay. So you don't get the double tax hit.
Mm-hmm.
We do the double tax hit, unfortunately. So you've got these two big negatives. Now John Kerry, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, as they say in the newspaper, is he came out with a plan earlier this month, and he said he wants to bring these profits back home. So his plan was, I think it's for 1 year, you lower the tax rate to 10% on repatriated earnings. And he also would cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to a little over 33%, 33.25. But the problem here is, and then going forward, though, after that, you're going to have to bring that money home and get taxed. You know, you're going to get back to that full double taxation.
He's just going to give them a one-year moratorium, so to speak.
Exactly,
One-year break.
Exactly. If you're serious about this, you know, the answer is quite obvious. Number one, do a serious reduction in the corporate tax rate, not just 35 to 33.25. Listen, I'll take 33.25, but you got to go deeper than that, to have a good effect.
What rate? And then, what rate? What does the Ray Keating administration want?
Do I want to play realistic Ray Keating or Ray Keating King of the World?
No, just Ray President, King not King.
Ray Keating King of the World would get rid of corporate taxes altogether because we don't know who's really paying that anyway, do we?
Right.
Either, you know, ultimately those corporations aren't paying. It's either the owners, the consumers, or the employees,
right,
or some combination.
Right.
So ideally, you'd want to get rid of that altogether. But anyway, you want to get the tax rate down as far as you can. You know, 20-25% would be a good solid reduction.
That'd be enormous, wouldn't it, in terms of how what it could create
for
economic growth.
You know, this is not, you know, pie in the sky stuff. Let's remember on the individual side, when Ronald Reagan left office, we had two tax rates, 15% and 28%.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why we can't get the individual level back to that and the corporate level,
right,
down to that type of tax structure. And then back to the carry, and then you have to get, you know, in terms of that repatriated earnings, do what the other countries do. Be fair. Do not do double taxation. Get rid of the double taxation altogether. Offer that rebate. Whatever you pay taxes overseas, you offer a rebate here at home. And that's
so at
that,
least all they even if it were more than the taxes overseas, at least they would know that they could budget. For the global movement, including in the United States, of their profits, and understand that they're only ultimately going to be taxed at the U.S. rate.
Right, exactly.
Because anything they pay overseas will be rebated.
That's exactly right, and that's fair. It's straightforward, and it would encourage greater investment here at home and greater job creation here at home.
And this is where, folks, that politicians do deserve to receive some blame, but it's a bipartisan blame, isn't it, Ray?
Oh, yeah, this is not, you know, this is both sides. They need to address this, so you're absolutely right.
So when you hear a politician pointing his finger at another politician and say, you're the reason why we've lost all these jobs, well, the truth is that's not true.
I was up on Capitol Hill earlier this week testifying on the paperwork burden as it applies to the current tax system. And, you know, there are some great folks. You know, I met Congressman Schrock from Virginia. And, boy, here's a man, you know, I'm from New York, so I'm not used to this. Here's a man that is passionate about his belief that government is overburdening small businesses in America. And he really is looking to do something about it. We had a great kind of it almost turned into a roundtable discussion about what
how do we clone
to be
him?
About the tax code.
How do we clone him, Ray?
Exactly. As I said, I'm from New York, so I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
But
Ray,
there's a guy that.
Hold on, we
got
to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Ray Keating. He's also a columnist for Newsday, ladies and gentlemen, a newspaper that's distributed primarily in the Northeast, and he's the chief economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. Their website, by the way, is sbsc.org. Stay with us. More to come after these messages. 10 till. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Ray Keating, our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust and chief economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. Ray, give us the website again and tell us a little bit about SBSC.
Sure. The website is www.sbsc.org, and we are a small business advocacy organization working on public policy issues from A to Z that impact small businesses. Got about 70,000 members across the country, and the website's updated pretty regularly. We have some good stuff up there now. We have the testimony that I did up at the House this week. Last week I did some testimony before the FDA on prescription drugs and why it's a bad idea to re-import them, the price control angle, so that's there. I was going to say, on the tax front, you know, one of the great evils that small businesses are certainly aware of is the alternative minimum tax.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple of pieces up there, one on the individual AMT and one on the corporate AMT,
and why
these things are bad and need to be repealed.
And folks, if you want to find out how you're the member of Congress who works for you directly, your senators or your member of the House, you can find out how they voted with regard to small business issues on their site at the scorecard section of the website. Right, Ray?
Yep. You can find out how your the people you represented you are, voted, and also if you want to find out where your state is in terms of its friendliness to entrepreneurship from a policy perspective, we have our small business survival indexes there as well.
Ray, in terms of contrasting Mr. Kerry and Mr. Bush on taxes, how much is Mr. We know where Mr. Bush stands, where the economy is absorbing the tax cuts that he gave us, and even the people who didn't like the tax cuts are admitting that they've helped the economy. Is Mr. Kerry going to win this argument in the election? His form of his attitude about taxation?
You know, this isn't a partisan answer, but I certainly hope not, because when you look at what he's proposing, you know, we already talked about the corporate tax issue.
Right.
He's also on the individual side, which obviously affects most business owners, as you well know. Mm-hmm. About 90% of business owners pay the personal income tax rather than corporate income tax. He's looking to play that class warfare game. And he says, okay, I'm going to leave the Bush tax cuts in effect for lower and middle income earners, but you upper income folks, you're going to get hit with a tax increase. Now, what does that mean? Well, that's not good economics, because those are the people that, number one, a lot of them own businesses. Number two, they're the people with the dollars to invest to help the economy keep going. So there are all sorts of problems with raising taxes on those upper income levels that are, it's going to have a negative impact on the economy. But that's unfortunately the class warfare game. And I think, you know, basing tax policy on envy is not sound. It's not good economics,
right.
And it won't be good for economic
growth.
Well, and
it's negative for our culture, too. And, you know, Ray, I remember the luxury tax. Remember that, when the luxury tax on automobiles and yachts and things like that? I mean, how many regular folks, blue-collar folks, became unemployed when the shipbuilding industry almost went out of business because of one little thing called a luxury tax?
That is a perfect example. In fact, we were talking about that up on the Hill on Tuesday, and that is a perfect example, because it's a classic class warfare thing. Oh, let's get those people that have those luxury yachts, and let's tax those yachts. Well, guess what?
Right.
Those people still got their yachts. They went out of the country to buy their yachts. Mm-hmm. And the people that here, the hardworking business owners and their employees that made the yachts here in America, guess what? They lost business and they had to go out of business. So
many old, century-old family businesses, not just workers, but many small businesses literally lost everything that they ever worked for generations because of that luxury tax.
You're absolutely right, and it applies to other taxes as well. If you're, you know, if you're going to take the capital gains tax, which is now at 15%, and you want to hike it back up to 28%, then guess what? You're going to have less money around for investing. You're going to have fewer incentives to invest. That is going to spell trouble for the startups and the smaller businesses and the mid-sized businesses that are looking to expand.
Ray, let me stop you, because we got to wrap it up, but I need a quick question. In November, Mr. Bush or Mr. Kerry?
You know, there are so many wild cards this year, it's a tough call, but I think the economy is going to continue to grow, jobs are going to continue to expand, and I think it's going to be Bush in a fairly close contest.
Fairly close. All right, well said. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate your time today, and we'll get you back again real soon.
It was great to be here, Jim. Thanks.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, with the Small Business Survival Committee, sbsc.org. Check that out soon. You'll like that site. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.